Blog Talk Radio.
My name is Victoria Mange Cherry, and I am the executive producer for Victorious Radio and Communication. Tonight, I am so glad to be exactly where I am, which is right here with you, as we welcome you back for another episode of Conversations with Gail. Through Conversations with Gail, also known as CWG, we aim to improve mindsets and attitudes that are self-defeating and destructive. We will talk about a variety of subjects, such as relationship enrichment, achieving greater intimacy, effective communication, making and implementing positive changes, and just so much more. So, without hesitation and keeping it real in love, tonight I bring forth to you playwright and my favorite title, tonight's hostess, Gail Butler.
Thanks for tuning in once again to Conversations with Gail. As my beautiful executive producer has told you, I am your host, hostess with the mostest, Gail Butler. Now, this is our special wind down time, so I know everyone is listening. It is a cold, snowy night, and just listen to this conversation that we're going to be talking about today. You have your hot chocolate, hot tea, a glass of cognac, it could be water, whatever your drink of choice is, just sit back and let's talk. If you have a comment or a question, please do not hesitate to call in. The line is 347-855-8877. Press the number 1 on your phone when you want to make a comment or you have a question. As you all know, this is an open forum, so I welcome your comments. If you want to remain anonymous, your privacy will be respected. If you are not comfortable with that, just leave a comment on www.blogtalkradio.com/Victorious Radio Communications. You can also send me any questions to my email address, convowithgail@gmail.com, Or please tell a friend, like my Facebook page, Conversations with Gail, and leave a message. I will do my best to answer all questions. If not live, I will respond on my Facebook page. Tonight, we are honoring Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Now, I know the topic said, is his dream still alive? Are we pushing the dream? So I'm going to say, one thing with me, I'm going to throw a topic out there, but you have to bear with me because sometimes it just flips around. Wherever God leads me, that's where I go. We're talking about dreams, but just listen, this is going to be dynamic. Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., a leader that was a son of a minister who grew up to follow in his father's footsteps, studying at Morehouse College, Crowser Theological Seminary, and earning a doctorate at Boston University School of Theology. The story of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr.'s life and beliefs has been taught in all of the schools, churches, community centers, etc. You name it, someone is discussing, quoting, or trying to follow up in the steps he has taken. But what many of us miss is the true meaning behind the words that Dr. King so eloquently spoke. He was a man that was fighting for the rights of his people, a man that had to withstand hatred, bigotry, insults, spitting. You name it, it happened to him and many others that fought along with him. He stood for what he believed in and refused to let anyone take that dream away from him. Dr. King continued on this journey when many wanted him to stop, but he believed and he stepped out on faith. Someone is trying to send me a message. Oh, excuse me. Bear with me. Someone is okay. He believed he stepped out. That wasn't their message. Okay, he believed he stepped out on faith and let God lead him to his destiny. What amazes me is that in 2016, so many of us are still trying to understand what his dream is, and so misinformed about the man. A lot of us know that he had a dream, but do you understand what he meant when he said, "We have also come to this hallowed spot to remind America of the fierce urgency of now. This is no time to engage in the luxury of cooling off or to take the tranquilizing drug of gradualism. Now is the time to make real the promises of democracy. Now is the time to rise from the dark and desolate valley of segregation to the sunlit path of racial justice. Now is the time to lift our nation from the quicksand of racial injustice to the solid rock of brotherhood. Now is the time to make justice a reality for all of God's children." This is a part of the I Have a Dream speech that has fallen by the wayside. So many of us are cooling off, so afraid to take a stand against injustice, but we will be quick to quote the easy listening parts of Dr. King's speech. We only want to discuss Dr. King as a man that was very passive and nonviolent, but what so many of us fail to learn is that you can have a strong, powerful voice without resulting in violence. This quote let us know that we are to be vigilant and getting justice for all God's children, not just the ones that we may like or agree with their lifestyle. We cannot keep screaming about the dream when half of us really don't understand the dream. We cannot continue to want justice for African Americans, but we are not willing to get out there and fight for all injustice. I'm so sorry, people. You will have to get a little uncomfortable to fight for justice. Do you think that when our forefathers stood out there to protest, that they wanted to leave their comfortable homes or they wanted to leave the complacency of their family, friends, schools, jobs, etc.? Of course not. They had to go and endure vigorous training just to be able to protest. So what I want you to do is I want you to sit back and imagine that you had to take a class where you are called every type of N-word possible. You are spit on. You are pushed. You are hit. You are slapped. But you can't do anything. You have to stand there. You have to take it. I'm telling you right now that the majority of my generation could not have stood with our forefathers and Dr. King. We could not have been able to stand and take that class to protest. Because we are so emotionally driven that we react and think later. Dr. King thought and then he reacted. Dr. King was a man that was truly led by God, because it is only God that can fill you up with enough peace when you are surrounded by so much hate. It is only God that could have a man and have so many people, our ancestors and forefathers, grandparents, aunts, uncles, great-grandparents, that were able to stand and allow such vile, such disgusting things to happen to them and not raise a hand is phenomenal. This portion of his speech is so relevant right now in 2015, as we have sat idly by while so many injustices have been committed against a lot of African American people. A lot of Dr. King's writings and speeches are so prevalent for the Black Lives Matter movement. And I know there are so many who say, I don't agree with that, I don't believe in the Black Lives Matter, but have never taken the time to understand what the movement is all about. A lot of us, and I am just talking about African Americans, we get scared when you hear someone say protest and movement. It scares you because it takes your mind back to think, oh, we're going to go back to they were doing this, hitting them, and you're not able to handle it. We don't have the strength of our forefathers. I want you to understand, please don't say to me, all lives matter. Yes, they have and always will matter. But this movement is about stopping police brutality against people of color. So All Lives Matter has nothing to do with the movement of Black Lives Matter, and I want people to understand that. And I know somebody is going to say, well, why aren't they doing something about black-on-black crime? Well, where were you at in the 90s when we had black-on-black crime? And anybody that has lived in the DMV knows that from 1985, all the way up to about 1995, the drug areas were horrendous. At one time, D.C. was the murder capital of the United States. And I think a lot of us got so caught up in our big homes and got so bougie that we forgot that we ain't but, what, 20 years back from when it was treacherous to walk on the streets of D.C. And not one person ever thought or considered to care about black-on-black crime. Where was everybody with black-on-black crime in the 70s? It was prevalent. Where were you concerned in the 60s? So black-on-black crime is always going to be here because you will commit a crime in the area that you live upon, that you are in. So, yes, there is always going to be black-on-black crime. Yes, we need to do something more with our community and with our children. But if you are not out there to help our children, then shut your lips about black-on-black crime. Because one thing that debunks all of black-on-black crime, we get arrested, we get tried, and we go to jail. If this was not the case, then the prison system would not have majority of African-American males if black-on-black crimes were not prosecuted and not tried and not sent to prison. Now, if you can match up the same number of blacks that are getting tried, convicted, and sent to prison as policemen are that are killing blacks and that are unarmed, if you can match them with the same number, then I will not say any more, but no one can match that number. So right now I'm going to take a little pause for the calls. If there's anyone that wants to call in, please do. 347-855-8877. Press the number 1 on your phone if you have a comment or a question. You can also send me any questions to my email address, convowithgail@gmail.com, or leave a message on my Facebook page. I will do my best to answer all questions or comments. Okay, we are back. As I poured over the many speeches of Dr. King, it gave me such a broader understanding of this magnificent man. He is much more than the box that so many of us have put him in. And I would tell anybody, stop dwelling on reading the I Have a Dream speech. Read his writings. Read the different stories about him, and you will see such a different what you thought. Because with me, I just felt like his story had been regurgitated so much, it was just the same. But it's so much more and so more in depth about him that a lot of us don't know, because we'll study everything else because we have just been, that's the only thing they will tell us, Dr. King, but they don't get into the depths of Dr. King. Here's a quote that he has said that I just love. It was so eloquent. And it was September 2nd, 1957. He was in Tennessee. And his topic for his speech was called Look to the Future. In order to look to the future, it is often necessary to get a clear picture of the past. In order to know where we are going, it is often necessary to see from whence we come. This quote is so powerful for me because no matter how far you go, you always have to remember from whence you came. This is a stance that I myself had to face when removing my baggage. As I have said several times, you can never move forward holding on to past pain. You have got to forgive, learn, and let go. And the only way is to go to the past, not to stay there, but to learn. As I was reading, I had that aha moment. I finally see that what I was doing made total sense. If you are fighting that losing battle of moving forward, we have to realize that in order for us to further the dream, we do have to take a look at our past. Yes, the past of African Americans is not one that many want to remember. African Americans have invented, to me, the word struggle. As one of my favorite poets, Langston Hughes, wrote, and I quote his poem, "Well, son, I'll tell you, life for me ain't been no crystal stair. It's had tacks in it, splinters, and boards torn up, and places with no carpet on the floor, bare. But all the time, I's been a-climbing on and reaching and landings and turning corners and sometimes going in the dark where there ain't been no light. So, boy, don't you turn back. Don't you sit down on the steps because you find it's kind of hard. Don't you fall now, for I'm still going, honey. I'm still climbing, and life for me ain't been no crystal stair. You see, family, life was no crystal stair for our ancestors, but they did not give up. They held on to God's unchanging hand, believing that stepping out on faith, they will see their black brothers and sisters not being treated as humans, not as dogs. So many of us want to run away from anything that turns the topic on race. We are so afraid that if we agree with anything, that just maybe we will have to seriously take a stand for something. But it is when you see that through the struggle our family and friends fought for all of us to be able to have the luxuries that so many of us take for granted daily. So, yes, we should never be ashamed or fearful of looking at our past. We should look at it as fuel for giving us the strength to never give up, to always fight for what you believe in, to always fight for injustices for all of God's children. I urge you to take the time out and read some of Dr. King's speeches. It will put you on a road of discovery to follow your dream. This is a good time to reflect on all of your goals, dreams, and aspirations. We must never get discouraged, no matter how hard the road may seem. Here's another quote from Dr. King. If you can't fly, then run. If you can't run, then walk. If you can't walk, then crawl. But whatever you do, you have to keep moving forward. This quote gives me life to always press forward. When I'm feeling down and just want to throw in the towel, instead of complaining, getting sad, take my grumpy butt, get up, and do what I need to do to further my dream. No matter the situation that we may encounter, we all must remember that we come from a strong lineage of fighters. We may bend, but we will never break. Pressing towards your dream is not an easy task. It is not something that you have to wait until the perfect timing, because guess what? There will never be a perfect time. Think about this. What if Dr. King said, oh, it's not time yet. We should wait. What would have come of the civil rights movement? Some of us probably would still be sitting in the back of the bus. We might still have colored and white interests. I don't even want to think of what could have possibly happened if Dr. King was a procrastinator like me. I thank God that he places people in the right time for the right things. No matter how or when you see it, there will always be something that will make you think again. This is why we have to always stay around positive people who believe in your dreams. So when you have those moments of doubt, they can reel you back in. If you are surrounded by negative thinkers, you will have your dream forever. Always talking about what you could have, should have, would have done. Remember, keep company with dream seekers, not dream killers. When focusing on your dream, never wait until an agreement with your dream. Because some people can't see or understand your vision. Just like you shouldn't wait for the situation to be perfect, you shouldn't wait until everybody agrees with your idea. There will always be opposition, and that's perfectly normal. If you wait until there is a consensus, you'll never start. Can you imagine if Dr. King waited for everybody to agree, yes, it's time for civil rights movement to go? It's 2016, and we know if he had have waited, can you imagine where we would be? The thought is scary. As we press forward towards our dreams, stop thinking that you have to be completely skilled in that craft. Yes, if your dream is to be a surgeon, that you will have to attend medical school, but working towards that dream starts way before entering medical school. We might think that we need to have a good skill before we start doing some things, but the truth is, you will learn much more by doing than by waiting. Doing allows you to hone your skills much faster than just learning the theory. As you can see, there is no don't waits in starting your dream. So here's the bottom line. The best time to start is now. As we go to the next level of reaching our dreams, we have to believe in our dream. Dr. King believed in the equality for his people. One of his quotes that stands true, that he believed in his dream no matter what the cost, is when he stated in his writings, "There comes a time when one must take a position that is neither safe, nor politic, nor popular, but he must take it because conscience tells him it is right." So like Dr. King, we must believe in our dream. It is essential to get the motivation you need to achieve it. You simply can't fool your own heart. Deep down inside, you know whether or not you can believe in your dream. Is the dream worth pursuing? Is it something that you want to pour your heart into? If you believe in your dream with your whole heart, then, baby, you pursue it with vigor. Begin to imagine your dream in detail. There's a song called "I Dream in Colors" by Regina Bell. That song is phenomenal. If any time you get down and you want to feel like you don't want to pursue your dream, listen to that song, "I Dream in Colors," and it will just take you to another place, and your mind will just open up to different ideas and thoughts. How the world will look like when your dream, begin to imagine your dream in detail and how the world will look like when your dream comes true. Visualizing your dreams will energize you because you can see how the world changes for the better and how people live a happier life because of your dream. The energy and excitement is there for you to feel. The great achievers have a habit. They see things. They picture themselves walking around their CEO office in their new $25 million corporate headquarters. Even while they are sitting on a folding chair in their garage, great free throw shooters in the NBA picture the ball going through the basket. PGA golfers picture the ball going straight down the fairway. World-class speakers picture themselves speaking with energy and emotion. All of this grooms the mind to control the body to carry out the dream. As you begin to see your dream to fruition, the joy and satisfaction that will overcome you will be amazing. Talk about your dream. One reason many dreams never go anywhere is because the dreamer keeps it all to himself. It is a quiet dream that only lives inside of your mind. Dr. King spoke his dream into existence. Remember his quote from the "I Have a Dream" speech. "I have a dream that one day this nation will rise up and live out the true meaning of its creed. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal. I have a dream that one day on the red hills of Georgia, the sons of former slaves and the sons of former slave owners will be able to sit down together at the table of brotherhood. I have a dream that one day, even in the state of Mississippi, a state swirling with the heat of injustice, sweltering with the heat of oppression, will be transformed into an oasis of freedom and justice. I have a dream that my four little children will one day live in a nation where they will not be judged by the color of their skin, but by the content of their character. I have a dream today. I have a dream that one day, down in Alabama, with this vicious racist, with this governor having his lips dripping with the words of interposition and nullification, one day, right there in Alabama, little black boys and black girls will be able to join hands with little white boys and white girls as sisters and brothers. I have a dream today. I have a dream that one day every valley shall be exalted, every hill shall be made low, the rough places will be made plain, and the crooked places will be made straight, and the glory of the Lord shall be revealed, and all flesh shall see it together. You see, family, it is good to speak life into your dreams. Now, if you go over this in his dreams, the state of Alabama has its problems, but they have moved forward in leaps and bounds. The same with Mississippi. Yeah, they still have their problems, but a lot of these things have come to pass. The one who wants to achieve their dream the most must tell that dream to many people. One reason, as we continually say it, we begin to believe it more and more. If we are talking about it, then it must be possible. Another reason that you need to speak your dream, it holds you accountable. When we have told others, it spurs us on to actually doing it because we don't want to look foolish, we don't want to look crazy. But remember, whom you share your dreams with, be surrounded people by dream seekers and not dream killers. Everybody doesn't want you to have that dream. Everybody doesn't want you to move forward. So you have to have a clear and open mind and to know that you have surrounded yourself with a team of people that are pushing you forward and not pushing you down. Every dream must take the form of a plan. The old saying that you get what you plan for is so very true. Your dream is not just going to drop out the sky and just happen. You're going to have to sit down on a regular basis and plan out your strategy for achieving your dream. So think through all of the details. Break the plan out. Break it down in workable parts. Set a time frame for accomplishing each task on your plan. Begin to work on your dream now. This is hard, but it's the only way to accomplish your dream. Wouldn't life be absolutely great if we could quit before this one? But unfortunately, the successful are usually the hardest workers. While the rest of the world is sitting on their couch waiting, watching reruns of the Jeffersons or Good Times, because I do have a problem with looking at Good Times a lot. Achievers are working on their goals, achieving their dreams. I have an equation that I work with. Your short-term task multiplied by time equal your long-term accomplishments. If you work on it each day, eventually you will achieve your dream. Don't expect your dream to be such an easy road. It's not easy. I'm sure Dr. King wished it could have been easy, but we would not have been able to truly see how important their fight was if we didn't see how rough it was, if we didn't see all that they had to sustain, all that they went through to achieve what they achieved. Anticipate the bumps in the road as you work towards your dream. While it's not impossible, achieving your dream is definitely not going to be easy. Don't expect an easy way. Expect a hard one instead. Having the right expectations from the beginning will make the journey much easier for you. That way, you won't be surprised and lose heart when you encounter obstacles along the way. Dr. King knew that the road to racial justice would not be easy, but he did not give up because it was uneasy. Your dream may be big, and it should be. And that might make it seem so overwhelming. But like the saying says, when eating an elephant, take one bite at a time. So take a small portion of it that you can handle. Think about something that you can do within 1 week, and then think about what you can do today. It could be simple as calling a more experienced friend to ask questions, but get the counsel you need and move forward to achieving your dream daily. There is no doubt that you can eat the elephant, but the key is to take the bites early and often. We must remember that sometimes goals won't be accomplished, and that's okay. I think we all have a tendency to get wrapped up in future plans. I know that I do. It's easy to forget how amazing life is. So do not get discouraged if you're not going directly as your planned dream. As long as you keep focused and keep doing a little at a time, you will see that those little actions towards pursuing your dreams will result into big actions. Be happy, pursue your dreams, and question everything, because you'll learn so much by asking questions. You'll learn things that, ooh, I didn't know. Maybe I could have done this, and I could fix this, or I could work that. So ask questions. When you have reached your goal and you are living your dream, be sure to enjoy it. In fact, enjoy the trip to living your dream. Don't get so busy that you just don't enjoy life, that by the time you've reached you have accomplished your goal, you're sitting back like, well, where has the time gone? Because you're so focused on that. Learn to have fun once in a while. Learn to just sit back and have a me day. And you can still be working towards your dream, but have time for you. The journey to fulfilling your dream will be one that you never want to forget. As you look back at all ups and downs, it will make you appreciate so much the reward. Give yourself some rewards along the way. Buy something special for you that you like. That's an reward. I accomplished this goal towards my dream. I'm going to treat myself to maybe you wanted a watch, or maybe you wanted a pair of shoes. But give yourself rewards. Give yourself a huge reward when you reach your dream. I want to take a trip to Jamaica. I've never been. That's going to be my goal. When I reach this, my dream, I'm taking my trip. Help others enjoy your rewards with you. Be gracious and generous. Use your dream to better others. Now, there's a poem that I like poetry, and I wanted to do this for women that are trying to pursue their dream, that they never forget that we are phenomenal as well as the men are phenomenal. But never forget that you are phenomenal. Never let go of your dream. Never stop moving forward. Never, you know, when you get down and life just takes a hold of you. And it's women, you have children, you have work, you have just everything coming your way. But never give up. And I have to say that to myself sometimes, because I get thinking crazy and overthinking things. But never give up of your dream. Constantly pursue it. Constantly move forward. Because we are phenomenal women. We are phenomenal. And men, you are also phenomenal too. Please don't be offended. But right now I'm saying this to the women. Never give up. Always believe in your dream, because you are phenomenal. And the poem that I so dearly love is by Maya Angelou. And it's Phenomenal Woman. And it's one of my favorites. And I think that it's always good to, when you listen, to read this, if you have it. I used to have it taped to my desk when I worked in a certain agency. And just to read it, it just gives you life. It just makes you realize you are phenomenal. So I wanted to read that for the ladies tonight. Pretty woman, wonder where my secret lies. I'm not cute or built to suit a fashion model size. But when I start to tell them, they think I'm telling lies. I say, it's in the reach of my arms, the span of my hips, the stride of my step, the curl of my lips. I'm a woman, phenomenally, phenomenal woman. That's me. I walk into a room just as cool as you please, and to a man, the fellows stand or fall down on their knees. Then they swarm around me, a hive of honeybees. I say, it's the fire in my eyes and the flash of my teeth, the swing in my waist and the joy in my feet. I'm a woman, phenomenally, phenomenal woman. Yeah, that's me. Men themselves have wondered what they see in me. They try so much, but they can't touch my inner mystery. When I try to show them, they say they still can't see. I say it's in the arch of my back, the sun of my smile, the ride of my breath, the grace of my style. I'm a woman, phenomenally, phenomenal woman. That's me. Now you understand just why my head's not bowed. I don't shout or jump about or have to talk real loud. When you see me passing, it ought to make you proud. I say it's in the click of my heels, the bend of my hair, the palm of my hand, the need of my care, because I'm a woman, phenomenally, phenomenal woman, that's me. Ladies, we are all phenomenal, and you just know that we all have that dream. I believe all of us have a testimony to share that will help somebody else, and we can share our gifts and share our dreams, and we can fulfill our dreams because we are phenomenal. We have strong ancestors. Someone told me the other day, never let your head be bowed because your ancestors and your forefathers fought too hard for us as women to feel defeated. We have a strong lineage, and all we have to do is just look back. We can look back at our moms, our grandmothers, how they toughed it out. How a lot of them worked hard and didn't. You never really heard a lot of complaining, but they did it. They raised children, raised grandchildren, raised nieces and nephews, and they worked and they did it. The strength of their arms. Just remember, we have it. We may bend, but baby, we're not going to break. We can fulfill our dreams because we are strong. And men, yes, you are strong. You are our king. You are to be there to be our provider, our protector, our friend. And as our king, we look to you to be a man of strength, a man of valor, a man of integrity and respect. And that's where we all have to get back into in fulfilling our dreams. We have to get back to being people of integrity, valor, respect, having good character before we can move forward and truly building our dreams. We are all phenomenal, phenomenal people. We are each unique and have such a special gift that we can share with the world. And we have to use our gift to be the best that we can be. As Dr. King has stated, if a man is called to be a street sweeper, he should sweep streets even as Michelangelo painted, or Beethoven composed music, or Shakespeare wrote poetry. He should sweep streets so well that all the host of heaven and earth will pause to say, "Here lived a great street sweeper who did his job well." We all want to make sure that in everything we do our best. Not we have to let go of the mediocrity. We have to let go of the I did just enough to get by and get out there and do our best because we have children that are looking at us. And as we have ancestors that we can look at and say, wow, they worked hard. They struggled for us to achieve this. Have any of us ever thought, what are our children going to say about us? What can they possibly say when they look back and say, well, what did we do? We had a big house, cars, nothing else. We ain't fight for nothing. We fought to stand in line to get some Jordans. We fought to stand in line to get a new Apple. What is that? What do our children have to look up to us about? Oh, you worked hard? You worked hard for what? Oh, so I could live in a house? What do they see when they look at us? We can look back and you can, my grandfather was a hardworking farmer. And he took care of 11 kids. What will our children say? We haven't stood up for anything. You know, we have a lot of us that are out there, oh, you shouldn't believe this, you shouldn't believe that, and, oh, we're going to do this. Well, what are we doing now? Are we out there helping the homeless? Are we out there looking to help those that are in need? Or are we just out there pleasing ourselves, making sure that we have all of our needs and wants are met and the heck with anybody else? That, to me, is one thing about Dr. King's dream that has fallen by the wayside. No one really cares, or we're only concerned about matters in the black community when it hits the news. We're only concerned or afraid about blacks when it affects the black community, when it hits home, when it's close to home. And when it's close to home or it's in the city, the first thing most black people will say is, what is the world coming to? Oh, Lord, you get scared, you get nervous. And I want to say, suck it up. Our forefathers dealt with this daily. Can you imagine living in a time where you weren't sure if your child would get lynched? But we sit there and we get nervous. Oh, it's too many. They've been shooting too much. Oh, we're going to get scared. Well, let's get out there and take a stand. If you're going to hide in your closet, you're not any help. This is not what Dr. King, all of us, taught us, that irregardless of what goes on, we have to fight. We have to take a stand. We have to believe in our dreams and move forward. He didn't teach us to just say, forget it, and all I care about is that I have money and that I have more than what my parents had, or I'm doing more than what this. If we're not reaching back and pulling everybody up with us, then what is the purpose? What is the purpose? So, as I'm winding down just a tad bit, I'm watching the clock, and I'm talking about dreams. Do I have any callers?
You have callers. If anyone, knowledge is power, everyone, and tonight Gail shared so much. So if you have a comment where you might like to piggyback and drop some knowledge, or if you have a question about anything she spoke out about tonight, please press 1, or you can drop a line into our chat room, Victorious Radio Communications, blogtalkradio.com, Victorious Radio Communications. So please feel free. Talk about your dreams. Ask questions. Share knowledge.
Victoria, how did you, what made you pursue your dream of doing radio?
Well, My dream was just overall entrepreneurship, and it came from my personal struggles. I was successful with traditional work, if you will, but it got to the point where I found I was very distant from my family. I was by myself at the time, a single parent raising two children. The daycares were raising my children while I was trying to get my education and, you know, take care of the bills and the finances with lack of support. So I had decided that I was going to make a way, hook, crook, or ladder, to take care of my family and spend time with my family while being financially stable. And that was what it was. It was rough for me. And, you know, I got through it in more ways than one, and I'm grateful. You said so much tonight. You are right about what our generation could take today, you know, from some of the things that happened in the past. I am grateful for the people who laid the foundation, for people like me, for people like you, and everybody else out here to do things. For example, I haven't rode public transportation in a long time, but what used to kill me when I did is how Rosa Parks, she fought for us. She sat down so that we could stand, and then you see people today run to the back of the bus.
Yeah,
it just trips me out
a lot. Yeah, I do.
But yeah, so that's what it took for me. I think, you know, I found a lot of purpose in my pain, but I'm grateful that our ancestors who went through so much made it so that today we don't have to go through that stuff.
Exactly.
I would have died.
Oh, I know.
I'd be dead.
Well, I know I wouldn't be made it. I wouldn't have made it. So I'm thankful that he knew, God in his infinite wisdom, knew that I should have been born in 1971, not 1941. Mm-hmm. So I'm thankful
That's
for
right.
that. So I would like to say that I hope I did okay. I'll try to quote Dr. King. I have sound nothing like him. I know a lot of people, they want to hear his powerful voice, but I try to give it power. We have a little while left, so I want to talk about the 2016 Living Life to the Fullest video. You still have a week left for the 2016 Living Life to the Fullest, where you will submit your video on Conversations with Gail, the Facebook page, and we will give a prize to the best video. This video, you should put that you will be living life to the fullest in 2016 and the three to four things that you would like to accomplish. If you do not make that week, don't feel bad. Believe me, I will try to come up with more challenges to get you more active and to participate. I'm working my brain to figure out a way to get you guys to participate. Also, we will start next week back on Single in the City Part 3. And with Single in the City Part 3, I'm going to be discussing dating is not a relationship, sex and dating, online dating pros and cons. So this will truly be epic. So all of you that you have your single friends or friends that may be married or that have went through any of these topics, well, I want you to chime in. Or if you have a question during the week and you want me to pose it, I can do that as well. If you want to send me the question before the show, send it to me and I can read it on air. If you're not willing to, you don't want to call in, we can try, let's try that, see if that works. Just send it to me and I'll put it out there. And the topic we'll be discussing will be dating is not a relationship, sex and dating, online dating pros and cons. If you have any topics that you want to discuss in 2016, let me know. We have a lot of stuff that I want to discuss that I have planned. So just let me know. We will get it out there, and we will have you on the show. I would love to interview some people. So if you have something that is pertinent to our topic, you can be interviewed. So we are about to close it for tonight. Please don't forget, same time, same station. I am so thankful that you guys listened in tonight. I hope that you were truly, that you learned something, that you were blessed. and that you are ready to fulfill your dreams, to pursue your dreams with vigor, and get out there and do the best that you possibly can. Be the best you that you can possibly be. I love you guys. Smooches. Good night.